Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio. Let's begin.
Colin, how do you build flexibility into your retirement plan to adjust for future unknowns?
This is probably one of my favorite questions that anyone's ever sent to us. I love talking about flexibility. When we go into planning for retirement, this is a key attribute of any good financial plan. You need flexibility built into your plan, but you also need stability built into your plan. I don't think we should be talking about retirement if we're not talking about both sides of the coin. You want stability of your lifestyle, so you have assets that are going to make sure that you're secure, that you have the steady income, you don't have to worry about lifestyle changing, but you also want flexibility built into there because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's in store for you in retirement. What are the unknowns? Well, they're called unknowns for a reason. What we want to do is we want to be able to pivot and adjust your plan according to what happens to you. So whether that's a spouse passes away sooner than expected, or cancer comes in and you survive it, but the costs are super severe and high for you. You need a new roof. You need a new car. You get in an accident. You have way more grandkids than you thought you were going to have, and you want to spoil every single one of them, right? It could be a good thing that's unknown for you, but you want to be prepared and you want to be able to adjust. Well, what we don't want to do is we don't want to have this rigid withdrawal strategy. We don't want to be stuck with the same income year over year over year without being able to adjust and pivot for the unknowns. Some of the rules out there don't necessarily, no, in fact, they don't apply to all of you. Not every rule fits everybody. In fact, one of the rules I don't like is taking a fixed dollar amount from your strategy every single year, no matter what. Because the problems that you have with that is if I'm invested in the stock market, which a lot of folks are, or the bond market, or a split between the two, and the markets go down 10%, and I'm taking my, call it $40,000 a year from a bucket like this, goes down 10, I'm taking 30,000 off of a lesser amount. Okay, the market goes up 10% the next year, I'm taking it off the higher amount. The problem is when we take our money out when the markets are down, that's a surefire way for us to fail in retirement. That is a way for us to go back to work or not live the life we've been dreaming and hoping and planning for our entire lives. So having this rigid strategy where we take this certain amount every year, no matter what, it doesn't work unless you put your assets into multiple different categories or buckets so that you can have that fixed dollar amount withdrawal strategy, which I like a fixed dollar amount strategy if you take it from the right bucket. One of the strategies that are out there that most everyone has come across is what we call the 4% strategy. This strategy came out a few decades ago. It was a financial advisor that came up with this rule for his clients. Somehow the mainstream financial world got a hold of it, and then everyone started talking about this, using this strategy for all of their clients. And I just don't agree with that. What this strategy is, it's saying, I'm going to take 4% of my portfolio out each year. You can adjust this for inflation. Typically, you do with a 4% rule. I'm going to use a 10% withdrawals example just to keep it simple. Let's say I have $1 million portfolio. I'm going to take my 10% out for that year. That's $100,000 of income. The problem is the next year, my portfolio could drop to $800,000. And in that year, I can only take $80,000 out of my portfolio. Now I'm having to live a more conservative lifestyle. The reason why I don't like this strategy is oftentimes we have fixed costs. Even in retirement, we have fixed costs. And by taking away $20,000 this year, it doesn't help me. It hurts me. So that's why these percentage withdrawal strategies, they will make sure that you don't run out of money, but your lifestyle is going to be different each and every single year if we're not careful. So that's one of those strategies to pay attention to. There's many different strategies out there, some good, some bad, some ugly. You've just got to make sure that you've got a financial advisor looking out for your best interest and knows what is appropriate for you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a few minutes about withdrawal and how you can pull your money out appropriately, have the same lifestyle each and every year. But I want to keep going with a couple of blind spots, problems that we have when we don't build flexibility into your plan for the unknowns. The biggest one is neglecting for an emergency fund or reserves. You haven't built a buffer up. You don't have the assets ready because you, for whatever reason, invested the money, thought you could get a really good return. And now you don't have as much money as you should have in your emergency fund. If you don't have a strong emergency fund in your portfolio, you've probably failed already. Now, you don't have to stay there. We can still solve for this. A good emergency fund is important for any strategy out there. It is a hinge point. You need it. You cannot retire without an emergency fund. This is money that's not at risk of going down if the markets go down. This is money that you sit in a checking, savings, high yield savings account, money market account, something that's really, really predictable. It doesn't have a lot of growth, but it has safety. It has liquidity. Two of the three attributes that you can have in the financial plan. That's what this money is there for. It's not intended to really grow. It's there if you need a new car or you have a medical emergency, something happens to you, you don't have to pull your money out when the market's down. This is really, really, really important. And I cannot emphasize enough having an emergency fund in your plan. Not everything needs to be invested. You need some set aside for that specific reason. The other problem a lot of people have is they underutilize multiple income streams, meaning you rely too heavily on one source of income, i.e., or example of Social Security. And there are limits that you cannot adapt to. You're limited when you only have one or two sources of income. You want to make sure that you have multiple buckets that you can draw income from when you need them. You want your stability and you want your flexibility in your plan, like I've talked about a few times here. Social Security is one of those stable, hopefully stable things that is going to be around for a long, long time, specifically for those who are getting ready to retire or who are already in retirement. But maybe you've got a pension in there, you've got rentals, you've got an annuity with an income stream, guaranteed income stream. These become our stability part of our plan, but we want to have other assets set aside from those ones, those strategies, those income sources, so that if I want to increase my income, I can turn on one more income stream. What we don't want to have happen is we don't want to do this thing called set it and forget it. This mindset is, hey, I got my plan all ready to go. I purchased this from a CFP. It's amazing. It's really thorough. I got it already, put everything where it's supposed to be, and now I don't have to worry about it. That's not how we do things. That's not how you should do things. You shouldn't be just setting it and forgetting it. You've got to constantly pay attention to what's happening with your assets. Make sure that you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, taking advantage of opportunities, and also watching for pitfalls. Because things do change. New financial vehicles come out. Old ones become lesser than, underperforming. We pivot and adjust to get you to where you need to be, to keep you secure through and through from day one of retirement to the last day of retirement. As well, some people just have a fear of making a mistake. They don't make the changes they need to before they retire or in retirement because, like, I'm already there. I'm so close. Like, what if I make the wrong mistake? What if I choose the wrong financial advisor? What if I'm in the wrong stock or bond or annuity, whatever the vehicle is? Yeah, that's a huge thing that you've got to pay attention to. And there's a lot of fear into that. And I really understand this one because what I don't like is when I go to try and buy a new car or a used car and I go to a used car sales lot, the person I'm talking to, I don't want to feel like I'm being sold to. I don't want anyone to ever come to me and say, oh, I feel like I'm in a used car sales lot right now. that's one of those big things that I don't like, is there's a guy who's pushing me towards one thing or a specific thing because they've got a quota, they've got something they've got to put you into. Which, if there is someone like that and you're starting to feel like you're in a used car sales lot when you're trying to make adjustments to your financial plan for your retirement, follow your gut. Your gut won't deceive, your head will. You don't want to be afraid of making the mistakes. The how you do that is you have somebody who's in your corner. Finding the right financial advisor is key to making sure that you make the adjustments you need to before it's too late, or making them at the right timing for your circumstances. Choosing that financial advisor is very challenging for a lot of folks. But again, follow your gut, not your head. Your head will deceive, your gut will not. You want someone who's going to tell you the pros and cons of every financial vehicle out there, because every single financial advisor out there is flawed in some way or another. And you need to know the pros and cons of every single vehicle. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Every single financial planning vehicle is flawed in some way or another. Yes, stocks, bonds, annuities, CDs, checking, savings, you name it, it's got a flaw. You want someone who's going to communicate with you and educate you on all the pros and all the cons. If someone's not willing to tell you the cons of a vehicle they're trying to sell you, run out that door, because there's always a con. You want a strategy that is flexible and stable, but you know the pros and cons of everything. You want a plan put together that has these imperfect vehicles in it. But what they do is the vehicle, let's say we use the stock market. So with the stock market, you know, we get growth, we get liquidity, but we're giving up our safety. That's its flaw. Almost always, you give up a lot of your safety. You want another vehicle in your portfolio that counterbalances that negative attribute of safety with their positive attribute of safety. Meaning, I want a plan that has safety, growth, and liquidity. I'm not going to get that with every financial vehicle I have. You're going to have multiple financial vehicles to combat different problems or fears that can happen. So don't be afraid of making mistakes by adjusting things. Get them adjusted while it's an appropriate time, which is typically between 2 to 5 years, maybe 1 year before you're going to retire if the markets look good. Because most people are already invested in stocks and bonds. Stocks and bonds are down a little bit this year, but they're still way up from a year or two ago. It might be time to make the adjustment, but do it with somebody who's going to make sure that you walk away better. So, recommendations: find a financial advisor that's going to educate you on the pros and cons, build out a plan that combats the negative attributes of one vehicle against the pros of another, make sure that you have multiple sources of income, multiple strategies, and you build in stability and flexibility in your plan. You don't want just stability, which is rigid. This is the income I get. It can't deviate from that up or down. You want something that can fluctuate with you. A fixed dollar income can be amazing if it's done right. So build a plan, or have someone build a plan, a professional who does this day in and day out, who is ethical, who will make sure that you walk away better, more confident in your retirement or going into retirement. So you don't have to stress. You shouldn't be stressing when you go into retirement. You should also have a plan that you look at regularly, make sure that it's still going well. Or if it's not, you and your financial advisor should pivot and adjust to what is even better for you, because things do change and you change, and there's a lot that happens when you retire.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.